The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Ricketts, CEO of Vsarion, VRS ticker. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Pleasure to speak to you.
You too, and a bit of news out last week, 1.93 million strategic investment in Vsarion by Graphene Labs. So we'll talk about who they are and the deal and what it means further on down the road. Before we do, as always, Neil, I'd like to do this. If people haven't heard of Vsarion, can you explain what you're about, please?
Yeah, sure. So Vsarion is an advanced materials group that's pioneering the exploitation of graphene into lots of different products, everything from construction through to textiles. Very exciting time for this new industry. And we're at the very forefront. So that's what we do.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Okay, so let's start off with the Graphene Lab. Who are they? Where are they based, Neil?
So this is a South Korean deal. Graphene Lab, we've been dealing with for a number of months now. Quite an interesting connection with the acquisition that we made late in December, where we purchased the assets and IP from Hanwha Aerospace. And Mr. Kwon, who runs Graphene Lab, was one of the original engineers that worked at Samsung, where the technology originally came from. So he knows all about the technology. He knows all about the plant and the equipment. He's been involved in it from day one almost. And having left Samsung and still got great ties with Samsung, he's set up his own company to pioneer the use of chemical vapor deposition graphene, pure graphene, for electronics applications such as sensors and the displays we find on our mobile phones and tablets, with the intention of substituting some of the more expensive, more difficult materials to manufacture with graphene. And so that's what we're doing with him. We're creating these materials in conjunction, in partnership, and we're providing the IP and the assets, and he's providing a lot of the knowledge and the experience that we haven't necessarily got within our business. And so it's a great relationship to be able to work together on.
Yeah. And so how does the deal work? So you're paying, they pay you a royalty, is that the case?
Well, the first thing is that they've made a strategic investment into our business. So 1.93 million in cash coming into our business, obviously less some costs, for the subscription of 4.280 million shares. And that makes them a significant shareholder. And as a result of that, they will be, involved in what goes on in our business. But more importantly, they're also taking a stake in our Vsarion Korea operation. You have to understand, setting up and running a facility in another territory is always difficult unless you have a lot of help and you can understand and navigate the various government departments and things. So we've got that partner now in South Korea with Mr. Kwon and Graphene Labs. So he'll be involved in our graphene business in South Korea. And we'll also be involved in his business as well, because he's using our assets and our IP, and he pays for the privilege of doing that to be able to create the new products that he's already working on and hoping to launch very soon. For us, it's a great way of bringing everything together with a very experienced and trusted partner, someone who's worked for Samsung for a long time and is now getting ready to IPO their business in South Korea, where graphene is a very hot commodity at the moment.
Yeah. What is that? And the electronics field, I suppose, is it's quite a big area, isn't it? For potential for graphene is big there, isn't it?
Well, we have all of the big players are in South Korea there, Mr. Kwon has got great links and connections with those. Obviously, his experience at Samsung will be absolutely critical to us, and we'll be wanting to leverage that as much as we can. And that's an ideal application for the use of this technology. If you take your average mobile phone now, it has more technology in it than we were using to get to the moon, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And, all of these things, these sensors, these displays, flexible transparency, stuff that can be built into clothing, etc. All of these things are stuff that Graphene Labs has been working on for a number of years, either at their previous companies or on their own. And that's a classic and ideal application of the IP and the assets that we've purchased.
Yeah, absolutely. And is this a one-off, or you likely to strike this kind of deal with other companies?
At the moment, this is the Graphene Labs have got an exclusivity over some of the patents. So, you know, we've paid for those patents. Those patents still belong to us. We're allowing access to Graphene Lab to use those and some of the assets as well. And that is kind of exclusive for those bits in South Korea. But that doesn't stop us working in the US, in South America, China, Malaysia, Japan, etc. So this is all very much contained within South Korea and very limited for the number of assets that we acquired, you know, just a few, it just feels like a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Marvelous stuff. And how is generally, you know, how is things going at Vesarion? What's happening? Anything? What are you, you know, most excited about at the moment, Neil?
I think, you know, we're absolutely fixated and focused on the G-Scale project and the defense projects. Those are going very well. We've got some great guys joined us, which is helping increase our bandwidth to take on more projects. We're seeing, you know, great success in terms of testing for those products in line with what we kind of told Innovate. And I'm delighted at the progress that the team's making in those areas, especially on things like textiles and concrete. We're seeing quite a lot of activity and interest in automotive, aerospace, and we're seeing graphene as an industry really starting to grow up and actually be taken seriously for, you know, what we believe will be a really transformational kind of a product in the future. So it's all about getting that testing done. It's all about getting those results from the laboratory into industrial applications and then scaling up all of those processes at the same time. So that's what I'm excited about at the moment.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay. Well, as always, Neil, if you can, three reasons why someone should add Vesarion to their watch list, please.
Sure. So the first reason I always think is our support structure that we've got in place, our connections with the University of Manchester and the University of Cambridge, where we have laboratories based. The second thing is all about the testing and the progress that we've shown on these government-backed projects, both in defence and in construction and textiles, etc., through Innovate UK. And the last reason is I'm still a significant shareholder in this business, and as such, my, you know, my aims and ambitions are all aligned with those of the investors as well.
Marvellous stuff. Neil, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.